This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Lots of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. As usual, we have wonderful things to say about Agenda 21 Radio and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And you can see all those wonderful things. Well, first of all, you can listen to the wonderful things we say about these fine organizations by going to a21r.com and click on the player, because we are on the radio. We're on the radio 9 hours a day, well, minimum, sometimes even longer than that. So check out where we go to on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster. Out of Washington, D.C., our studio's in California, but we use the satellite system. And we're beam me up, Scotty, to Washington, D.C., and, of course, the newcaliforniastate.com website. We talk a lot about New California here on Agenda 21 Radio. I just, you know, it's the two blend together, actually. The official radio show is Agenda 21 Radio of New California State. Anyway, so we got a lot of things going on. Is Grievance 56 today for New California? Grievance 56 today. It's a special grievance. We're going to be collecting all the people from the local Northern California area around Marysville, California. Well, we're going to be doing our grievance from the steps of the county sheriff's office in Marysville, California, Yuba County Sheriff's Office. We'll be there at 11 o'clock, and those people that are around the area, you want to show up and listen to us. There'll be lots of yellow vesters there. Just show up, wear your yellow vest, and join in on the grievance reading. It'll start at approximately 11 o'clock. We're going to wait for everybody to assemble. We know people are driving from long distances to be there, and we're more than happy to accommodate the multitudes. And some of you may remember that we showed up at the Ranel Singh funeral. In fact, we read our grievance on January 1st there in Newman, California. We yellow-vested it, and I'll tell you, we got quite a response. So we're going to be getting in touch with all the proper people to be there, and we will be showing up in force to support our sheriffs. Sheriffs are under attack here in California. They want to do away with the county sheriffs because, you know, dictators don't need no stinking sheriffs, right? That's the way it goes. So anyway, we're going to be doing that. The other thing, too, surprise, surprise, New York, California, and 14 other states sued Trump in the Ninth Circuit Court of, well, the Ninth Circus. Circuit. Did I say circus? No, circuit. No, circus. Over the emergency declaration. Just as Donald Trump predicted. So we knew that he would predict that, and he did. And it's just a normal because you're so far left in the court system, the judiciary out here in California. You know, it's kind of, I would say it's a covet means out here in the circuit. The Ninth Circuit, not circus, please, please. Some people might call it the Ninth Circuit. I think they're down three or four judges. And, of course, they're being held up by the Democrats. They don't want any judges. No one's stinking judges for you in the Ninth Circuit by Donald Trump. Of course, the people that are there to replace him are, yes, all conservative. So no more stinking ones for you. That's what they're trying to do. That's not going to happen. The president is going to prevail, and there will be a conservative Ninth Circuit judges appointed. Of course, the other big stories that are going on, you just can't get away from everything that's happening with the McCabe, the treasonous McCabe. Yeah, Andrew McCabe he's back out talking. You see, this is the thing. The reason why he's out talking, and obviously he's a traitor. He's a traitor to this country. He needs to go to court, and he needs to have serve time or whatever they want to do with him. This type of treason, by the way, I think would fall perhaps with a death penalty. And I think this because you're trying to overthrow a sitting president. It's the first time in our history that this type of a coup d'etat has been demonstrated. It's clearly what he's done. I mean, I guess I'm sitting here being judge and jury, but I think a judge and jury would reasonable people. Let me use that terminology. Reasonable people would conclude that this is treason, regardless of if you're Barack Obama or whoever. You might not. You know, we didn't like Barack Obama so much, and we would have loved to have seen him impeached, but that was not the way of the land. It wasn't, and we didn't, and we voted him out. We voted out his ideology. Hillary Rodham Clinton did not follow. And everybody said, oh, it's a fixed election. You're right. It was a fixed elections. All the California elections clearly are fixed. We all know the scheme, and we clearly she didn't. And that's why Bernie Sanders, of course, announced after Donald Trump in his Venezuelan anti-socialist speech last night in Miami. But Bernie Trump announced that he's running for president. Great. And, you know, you know how I feel about Bernie. He's a socialist, and he admits it, and he's up front. And what can you take it away from the guy that he's honest about being a socialist? Now, what socialism leads to, of course, we know. Look at Venezuela. And that's where he wants to take us, as well as Ocasio Cortez. I keep messing up her middle name. I'm sorry. Alexandria Ocasio Cortez. Must show respect, right? Well, she's the loon on the left. And, of course, see, I'm telling you, this girl is doing so much good for the conservative cause. Keep her going. You go, girl. You go. I mean, it shows you how bad it's going to be, right? She comes up with this whole thing. And yesterday we had Patrick Wood on the show talking about technocracy in his new book out there. So, listen, this is the deal, is that this is blatant technocracy by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And they just have it on. She's the person to announce it. She is the spirit, if you will, to announce it. So she announced it. Ocasio-Cortez. Technocrat. Read the book. Patrick Wood. Anyway, that's part of the whole thing here going on. So getting on back to McCabe, though. There's going to be a Senate investigation of the whole cast of characters And hopefully there's going to be some referrals from them about, well, treason. I think that's really what it is. I think it's the order of the day. And then there's going to be an unraveling of everything about McCabe. Much, much more to come out about Andrew McCabe and that whole circus. Absolutely. I don't think the Ninth Circuit circus is going to help him out. Not at all. I don't think it's going to be a problem for us, though. Anyway, so Trump on Venezuela, the days of socialism are numbered. Big speech last night down in Miami. We're going to talk about that, too, and play some clips from all the things that are going on there. And got some other things. God, it's just amazing news day. I love it when it's like this in the news. I really do. So anyway, get back into it. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals gets to be slammed with the emergency declaration, which is exactly what the president predicted, right? Exactly what the president predicted. He had some statements last night. Let's see if we can chime in on the statements if they play it right. Anyway, it says the Attorney Generals of California, New York, and 14 other states on Monday filed a lawsuit in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals against the White House's recent national emergency. Now, we're going to come up to gosh darn, come on. The first part of the break is here, and we're going to come back after the break and play some of the information coming out that we have here. It says the litigation brought before a federal trial court in the Northern District. Oh, that's Sacramento. Right the direction, right into, you got it, Ninth Circuit. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, 821R.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh,
want to remind everybody that we're going to be in Marysville, California, reading a grievance in support of the sheriffs of California and the nation. That's New California grievance reading, grievance number 56 today, and you can catch the grievance up online at newcaliforniastate.com. We'll also have it here momentarily, probably in the next hour, up on Agenda 21 Radio. So you can see what the grievance is, and this is a precursor to other events regarding our grievances and support for sheriffs and law enforcement here in California, because there is none, as you know, coming from the state. They want to get rid of county sheriffs. That's kind of what their goal is. So we're going to go out and say, nah, I don't think so. Anyway, so the attorney generals of New York and California, actually led by Javier Becerra, who's being investigated by the federal government right now because of his washing and bleach bidding and trying to destroy sensitive equipment. I wonder why, because he was a spy. He hired the Awan brothers. Minor little detail. Javier Becerra, Attorney General of California. Jesuit trained, University of Salamanca. Check it out. Of course, his fellow governor is Jesuit. I think his Javier Alex Padilla is a Jesuit. Just like Jerry Brown was a Jesuit. And, you know, you start figuring it out. And thinking, wait a minute, all these Jesuits running around. It's the way it is around the capital of California. It's Jesuit City. Anyway, so we have the Jesuit. This is the Donald. This is the clip that came out from Fox News a little earlier. It's just a couple minutes long, and it talks a little bit about giving us a background on what's going on with the Ninth Circuit. And, of course, this challenge to the emergency declaration that was definitely predicted by Donald J., the President, Trump. Clearly predicted. We'll see what we got here.
While the president's 2020 campaign is using it to galvanize supporters, the Washington Post pointing out that Trump's team is already fundraising over his border wall showdown with Democrats. Let's bring in Mark Lotter, former special assistant to President Trump, former press secretary for Vice President Pence, and member of the Trump 2020 advisory board. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks,
so is
Melissa.
That true? Is it already a fundraising issue for the Trump campaign?
Well, you often send out fundraising emails touting the president's accomplishments and things that he's doing to fight with Democrats and actually to deliver on the things he promised he was going to deliver to the American people.
Yeah. I wonder if when you're creating strategy and you sit there and he says he lays out how he thinks the court's going to challenge it and it's going to go to this circuit and then it's going to go to the Supreme Court and will win. Do you worry that that galvanizes the left because it puts that focus on the Supreme Court and how important it is to have your president in office so that you can nominate judges?
Well, I think when you look at the Democrats, their radicalized base is always radicalized. They wake up every morning that President Trump is in office and they are against that, anything that he says, does, or believes in. So I'm not worried about it energizing the left. What it will do, though, is it will be another example of the president delivering on the promises he made. And that's really, it's not immigration. I mean, if you paid attention to the 2016 campaign, that was one part of the president's argument. It was about fighting for American jobs, fighting for American workers, ending bad deals that put us at a disadvantage on the international stage. He delivered on those promises. He's going to highlight that in 2020, the things that he's delivered, the 5.3 million jobs.
Yeah.
But he's also going to talk about where he wants to go in the future. That's what this is going to be about.
So people make the argument, though, that a move like this is great for President Trump with his base, but it alienates those people on the margin who feel like it's a bridge too far. It's presidential overreach to declare that national emergency that he had. You know, it's only that one piece of money that he gets from the national emergency. And this shows just sort of that going too far and alienates people in the middle. How do you respond to that?
That puts the pressure on us to better communicate. Look, when President Clinton called it a national emergency about conflict diamonds being imported from Africa or investment in Angola being a national emergency, I don't disagree with either of those decisions, but was it an actual threat to our nation or its citizens? No, it was the right political action or the right policy decision to make. So the use of a national emergency is a legal mechanism to be able to get the things done that we need to get done, and that's what the president is doing.
But in the way that you just said that, you know, when you say, is it a threat, it makes it sound like, you know, all of the people that are coming over the border are a threat to our security. I understand the drugs and the mules and the drug trafficking and those that are coming with bad intentions, but that sets up the president to then be next to pictures of people who are trying to immigrate here because they either want a better life or because they are facing insecurity back home. And to say those people are a threat, you know, makes it sound very, makes the president sound hostile. And again,
oh, brother. You know, this is what the East Coast thinks all the time. And she's a California girl, but, you know, this is called an invasion. An invasion. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says freedom from invasion. That's his job. And how you can characterize this as anything else but an invasion with the use of innocence is just beyond the pale. And, of course, everybody says, oh, they just want to come here. No, there's a planned, organized entity out here pushing all this. Very well planned. This is, I mean, the logistics has been laid down. They've done everything they possibly can do to bring these people across. Yes, they are innocent. I've said that. I say that all the time. But you have to look at it in the complete context of what it is. It is an invasion. Don't parse it out. See, this is what they do on the East Coast all the time out here to us in California. You know, this is the distortion of the article. This is the distortion of the reality that bounces from the East Coast media and affects us out here because it's not the truth. They want we want to talk about the individual. They fall right into the left trap. Even Fox News. It's disappointing to see that. Stay on the topic. It's an invasion. When you have tens of thousands of people streaming across the border, all being bussed up in an organized fashion, guess what? I'm sure there's going to be, and there are, lots of the illegal foreign nationals and that are here to do us harm. In fact, what are they doing? They're using those masses as cover. Hello? This has been going on a long time. And what is their goal? Overthrow this country. That's why they're doing this. It's real simple. It is very, very simple to figure this out. And again, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, the president has a responsibility to keep us free from invasion. That's why he put out the emergency order. He is doing his job. And of course, there's 58 of them. I think I mentioned 38. It's 58 is the actual number of emergency declarations that presidents over the past have issued. Some are just stupid, silly stuff. No one questioned it. But in this case, of course, there's so much that hanging on this by the left, because the left, in order to overthrow this country and destroy America, has to have these human bodies. They understand the population dynamics. They're very great at demographics, aren't they? Bringing in all the illegal foreign nationals that have been swamping our communities now. You see, they've been exploiting our immigration policy. See, I'm not, we're clearly not against legal immigration here. That's not what's happening. And he's trying to put a stop to it. And we should all be trying to put a stop to it. We should all be supporting law enforcement who is trying to put a stop to this. And they are. They don't like, and of course, what has the left done, especially out of California, that created the sanctuary state situation? The sanctuary policies that many cities and communities have, again, backed by religious organizations, have fostered. See, it's an industry to these people. Religious groups, in particular the Catholic Church, are exploiting these people. It's pretty simple. Catholic Charities of America, check it out. They get billions of dollars in aid from the United States government. Why? When these people come across the border, they have to have a place to go, right? To be sheltered, to be fed and clothed. And they get reimbursed by the federal government for all that. And plus, they also get new parishioners. That's the nature of this game. There's other organizations as well that are doing the same thing. This is modern-day slavery, ladies and gentlemen. Plain and simple. When you talk about the individuals coming across the border, that's what it is. It hasn't changed in 400, 500, 1,000, 2,000 years. It's slavery. and Donald Trump is trying to stop the slave traders.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Pressman and the Agenda 21 Show.
So Donald Trump last night knocks it out of the park in Miami. Knocks it out of the park. Starts out kind of interesting. This is Donald Trump. President Trump embraces First Lady Melania. She comes out and introduces everybody. Everybody goes crazy.
Gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce my husband, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Well, it's nice to be the. it's really really nice to be the president's wife, right? Well, it's nice that the president has a wife like Melania. Like Melania, yeah. We're going to be talking about the president and all the things going on out there. The crisis in Venezuela. Crisis in Venezuela. And it certainly is a crisis, isn't it? Got a bunch of clips and stuff like that. We're not going to get into those right now at this point in time. All of them. There's a lot of stuff going on. I do want to talk about something else, though, that has come up. And I think Tucker's probably the best one to talk about this. The Jesse Schmaltz thing. Fake news. I think we have a Daily Caller thing about this, the fake news and all the attacks on Trump. Okay, now this is from the Daily Caller. Here's a list of hoax hate crimes in the Trump era. Okay, I'm biting. No, this came up this morning. When you get the 3 a.m. call to do show prep, you look for all the shining objects you can look for, right? You're grasping. Anyway, so the Daily Caller comes out with a list of the hoax hate crimes in the Trump era. Hoax hate crimes. Talk about crisis acting. See, I talked about this yesterday, didn't I? When you have so much hoaxing going on, I mean, by extension, you got crisis acting where? You've got crisis acting all the way through the electronic media. Don't you? Mainstream media, they're just crisis actors. They're not reporters. They're just crisis actors. So now you have a whole series of crisis acting regarding, you know, what's going on with hoaxes and hate crimes against Trump. Article is liberal actor Jesse Smollett, I guess, is accused of staging a racist and anti-gay attack on himself, which Smollett blamed on supporters of President Donald J. Trump. Smollett's alleged fake hate crime appears to be the latest instance of liberals manufacturing hate crimes for attention in the Trump era. The Daily Caller News Foundation compiled below some of the most outrageous fake hate crimes since Trump was elected. In rough categorical order. Here we go. November 2016. Anti-Muslim hate crime in Michigan turns out to be a hoax. A Muslim woman at the University of Michigan received national attention from national outlets like the Washington Post in November 2016 after she claimed a drunk 20-something man threatened her, threatened to light her on fire if she didn't remove her hijab. University condemned the hateful act, which turned out to be a hoax. Bisexual student fakes Trump-inspired hate crime, November 2016. Taylor Volk, an openly bisexual senior at North Park University, claimed to be the target of hateful notes and emails following Trump's election in November 2016. Volk told NBC News that I just want to stop them. Woo! But the them referred to by Volk turned out to be herself. Oh, it's Taylor. It's a herself. Or a he, she, I don't know. As the whole thing was fabricated. Gas station racism goes viral, then police debunk it. November 2016. Philadelphia woman Ashley Boyer claimed in November 2016 that she was harassed at a gas station by white Trump-supporting males. You white males, you. One of them pulled a weapon on her. Shocking. I'm shocked to hear that. How dare that white male do that? Uh-oh. Guess what? Police debunked her account of things. She also made some other claims that they made disparaging remarks. None of it true. Here we go. White men rob Muslim woman of her hijab and wallet, except it never happened. November 16, 2016. An 18-year-old Muslim woman in Louisiana claimed in November 2016 that two white men, one of them was wearing a Trump hat. There you go. I'm telling you, that Trump guy attacked and robbed her, taking her wallet and her hijab while yelling racial slurs. She later admitted to the Lafayette Police Department she was making the whole thing up. I hate it when this happens. Church organist vandalizes his own church. November 2016. Man, a lot happened in November, huh? A lot of breakouts. A church organist. What is a church organ? No, you know, people who play the organ. A church organist was arrested May 2017 after he was found responsible for spray painting a swastika and anti-gay slur and words like Heil Trump on his own church in November 2016. When the story first broke, media outlets tied the hoax to Trump's election. The offensive graffiti at St. David's is among numerous incidents that have occurred in the wake of Trump's election, quote unquote, the Washington Post reported at the time. But it was a hoax because The organist did it to himself. Drunk white men attack Muslim woman in story that also never happened. Another 18-year-old, this time in New York, was the subject of breathless headlines. In December 2016, after she claimed she had been attacked by a group of Donald Trump supporters on the New York subway while onlookers did nothing. The woman, Yasmin Saweed, would go on to confess that it was a complete hoax. White guy sets his own car on fire, paints racial slur on his own garage December 16th, 2016. Denton, Texas. Resident David Williams set his own car on fire and painted N lovers on his own home's garage in an apparent attempt to stage a white hate crime. Local police investigated the arson as a hate crime, and Williams and his wife, Jenny, collected more than $5,000 from Good Samaritans via GoFundMe before the hoax was exposed. Prankster's trick. Prankster's trick liberal journalist into spreading anti-Trump hoax. As tales of Trump-inspired hate crimes were spread far and wide by liberal journalists. After Trump's election, one online prankster decided to test just easy it was to fool journalists. The prankster sent Mike.com writer Sarah Harvard a fictitious story in which a Native American claimed to have been harassed by alleged Trump supporters who thought she was Mexican. Despite no evidence backing up the claim, Harvard spread the fake story. Emails the prankster shared with the Daily Caller showed, of course, it was all fake. Student writes anti-Semitic graffiti on his own door. This is like the kid who gets up in bed and plays with his feces on the wall, right? That was a hoax. Israeli man behind anti-Semitic bomb threats in the U.S. Media outlets, this goes on. Hoax at St. Olof. Students at St. Olof College in Minnesota staged protests and boyfocused classes on May 2017 after racist notes targeting black students were found around campus. The whole thing was a hoax. Fake hate. That's more fake hate. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all products.
precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Here you go, another one. Sorry, I'm back at it. The hate crimes, they just keep on coming. Fake hate at Air Force Academy goes viral September 2017. Let's see. Fake hate. More fake hate. Let's chime in. This is an Air Force officer saying something about, we won't tolerate all of this stuff, I think, is what he says. Oh, the Superintendent Lieutenant Jay DeSilveri went viral with an impassionate speech. Let's see if we can catch this.
Ladies and
gentlemen. Here we go. Oh, we got it. Okay, good.
You may have heard that some people down in the prep school wrote some racial slurs on some message boards. If you haven't heard that, I wanted you to hear it from me. If you're outraged by those words, then you're in the right place. That kind of behavior has no place at the prep school. It has no place at USAFA. And it has no place in the United States Air Force. You should be outraged not only as an airman, but as a human being. And I'll tell you that the appropriate response for horrible language and horrible ideas, the appropriate response is a better idea. So that's why I'm here. That's why all these people are up here on the staff tower. So let me have everybody who's up here please pull forward to the rails. Also, there are so many people here, they're lining the outsides along the windows. These are members of the faculty, coaching staff, AOCs, AMTs, from the airfield, from my...
Okay, so you get the gift, the drift here. 2 months later, authorities determined that one of the students targeted by the notes was also the person responsible for writing them. God, I love the guy's passion. K-State fake hate crime, November 2017. A student at Kansas State University filed a police report in November 2017 over racist graffiti on his car. Go home, N-boy. And whites only read the racist graffiti, which the student later admitted was his own writing on the car. Racist graffiti carried out by non-white students. Shocking. Another incident of racist graffiti that same month was also turned out to be a hoax. A Missouri high school investigated after racial slurs were left in the bathroom mirror in November 2017, only to find the student responsible was non-white. Now listen, I've done that. I've done that investigation. I've been there. I've seen that investigation. I've done it. And it's happened over the years, by the way, in one shape or form or another. Waiter fakes note calling himself a terrorist, July 2018. Texas waiter Khalees Seville went viral after posting a Facebook picture of a racist note that he claimed a customer had left on a receipt. Oh, I remember this. He had later admitted that he wrote it. Fake. Waitress fakes racist note, blames law enforcement. There you go. New York woman's hate crime that wasn't September 2018. Student faked racist note. So we go on and on and on. Right? Right. We go on and on and on. And where am I at? Oh, I'm sorry. Tucker Carlson has some comments. We're going to listen to Tucker for a minute on this. Tucker Carlson.
Almost 3,000 people were shot in the city of Chicago last year. Men, women, small children, sometimes alone, sometimes in groups. Many hundreds of them died. Not a single one of those people received anything like the attention the media have lavished on a relatively minor assault alleged by the television actor Jussie Smollett. On the other hand, none of Chicago's 3,000 shootings was even half as useful as Smollett's story. His story had everything. The national media long ago gave up the pretense of gathering news. Journalism is now explicitly a political job. The point of it is to enforce cultural orthodoxies and punish enemies. Jussie Smollett was the perfect vehicle for both of those things. Journalists pretended to be horrified as they recounted what he said happened to him, but secretly, they were thrilled.
There are many indications of a hate crime here. They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats, though that has not yet been officially confirmed.
We don't know what happened to Jussie, but what we do know is that racism is alive and well in this country. There is real evidence of people who have done these crimes who cite that the president has inspired them.
The fact that they reportedly said this is MAGA country adds to sort of the atmosphere of menace that African-Americans in particular and people of color in general have felt since the advent of the Trump administration.
And the media has really cast so much doubt on his story, which I find so personally offensive, that a gay black man is targeted and then suddenly he becomes the victim of people's disbelief.
He said his attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs at him. And this is America in 2019.
This is America in 2019. To the national media, Smollett's story was the perfect metaphor for the Trump era. It was also, pretty clearly, a total crock. Smollett's account began to fall apart within hours. After a series of leaks from the obviously skeptical Chicago Police Department, Smollett's handlers paired him with a network anchor they could rely on to launder the hoax. In the end, Smollett sat for 16 and a half minutes with Robin Roberts of Good Morning America. Roberts surely knew there was ample evidence that Smollett was lying, but she decided to ignore that.
Okay, let me make this statement about the host of the show here that Jussie's going to be on. She's black. And I'm going to say they're both racist. Because she knew better. Promulgating this lie about racism, in my category, makes her a racist bigot. Just so much as Jussie Smollett. This is racist bigotry at its worst.
Instead, Roberts colluded with him. She nodded empathetically as Smollett wept on camera.
Well, Tucker uses the words colluded. You know, such as like collusion. But that's my point. When you collude with someone over this type of racist expression, you are a racist. And that's exactly what she is, a racist bigot. We got to put it in its corner. It's bigotry. Racist bigotry unfolding right there on national media.
She has no significant follow-up questions. The two parted like old friends.
Ah. Racist friends together. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
You know, this whole Jussie Smollett thing is in the racist bigots that are you find, such as Robin Roberts over at I think that was CBS. I mean, this is America today, and it's driven by people like, you know, the Jussie Smollett. And, you know, he's going to go to jail, it looks like. I mean, he could be going to jail 2 to 3 years or something like that for staging such an event. And, you know, I think it's going to take this kind of activity, because when you start to look at these situations, you know, the circumstances, when you start to take a look at this and you see there, you know, there's always, it's interesting. I was driving home last night from a speech in a meeting with the Tea Party, and I was listening to a conversation on national radio, and I welcome this so much. Finally, the light bulbs are coming on. They're realizing there is a strategy behind everything that happens here on, you know, with the left, and what is going on is the attack goes forward with Donald Trump and their strategy to overthrow this country. People are starting to wake up that there is a strategy, you know. And that strategy is so obviously clear. And this is an element. This is one of the weapons that they have, the lies, the continual lies. This is the way it played out in Nazi Germany. This is the way it was playing out with the Soviet Union and Russia. This is the way it plays out in China, right? The state controls the media. The state controls the lies. So you have state media now in the United States. And the only thing that's really saving us is the First Amendment. Freedom of the press, where citizen journalists have evolved, and we're telling the truth. We've been telling the truth about all these people for 15, 20, 30 years. And we're now becoming the news source for most people in the United States, because we're telling the truth. And the truth is not hard to find it. It's really not. You just have to look. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.